Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, November 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Mayor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, born on this day in 1914, the Yankee Clipper Joe DiMaggio.
That's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak. Jolting Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I.
On this day in history, on November 25th, 1963, the funeral of President John F. Kennedy in the nation's capital. This is from CBS.
This is Charles Von Fremd at the Treasury Building in Washington. The Avenue of the Presidents is an avenue of heartbreak today. The caisson bearing the remains of the President has turned the corner onto 15th Street. It's now moving up the two-block stretch where 15th rejoins Pennsylvania Avenue.
Another birthday, John F. Kennedy Jr. would have been 53 today.
From St. Matthew's, the cortege is to cross the Potomac to the Cemetery of Heroes, Arlington. As the casket is returned to the caisson, there comes a family vignette that must take its place with those memories we hold warm and dear. A gentle reminder from his mother, and John celebrates his third birthday with a soldier's farewell to his father.
Singer Amy Grant, also born on this day in 1960, and she's 53. On this day in 1850, Texas gave up a third of its territory in what is now New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming in exchange for $10 million from the federal government to pay the state's public debts and settle border disputes. Number one on the charts in 1969, it's the Beatles grooving down Abbey Road with Come Together. On the KETR events calendar, a community Thanksgiving dinner takes place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. It's a traditional meal of turkey dressing, green beans, homemade sweet potatoes, and pie. The annual tradition is hosted by the Commerce Faith Community. For a ride or delivery, please call the Methodist Church office at 903-886-3220. Again, that's 903-886-3220. By today. The Community Thanksgiving Dinner, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor Dr. John Bellotti, the Mayor of Commerce. Good morning.
Hello, John Mark. Nice to be with you again.
Yes, sir. Well, driving around the city, John, it's obvious that we're making some major progress on the streets, and I'll let you update us on that, but I understand this is just phase one and there's more to come, but tell us where we are at least on phase one.
Right. Well, sometimes I feel like Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again. We do have lots to talk about, but currently the street repairs that are going on in Commerce are a major issue. And as we complete phase one, and you notice that Monroe is almost complete from Lee Street and on upwards towards Live Oak, and we'll be striping Lee Street shortly. Bodark is completed. They'll be striping that again. So some of parts of the first phase of the street repairs are completing around campus. Phase two will include Monroe Street from Greenville to Walnut, and then Stonewall from Monroe to Bryan Street. Phase three will be West Neal from Culver to Cooper. I wanted to make one more comment on this as we're kind of closing out this discussion on this show. The streets that are currently not repaired Stonewall is one of them. It looks like nothing is happening. North Monroe looks like nothing is happening. You have to remember that when we began the project, we were going through changing freshwater and wastewater pipes. So we changed infrastructure, and the way the bids went out, we got a better deal on that. So it's taking a little longer to do the paving for those areas, but we're in the paving process now. So as we complete phase two, more of those streets around campus that are not level and not paved will soon be paved.
Mm-hmm. The phase one, then, you would say, might be over by what time? By what date? Unfair question, I suppose.
No, not really. Actually, it was supposed to be the end of October, and then we got some much-needed rain, and it pushed it back a little bit. I was told most recently November 22nd, and as we look outside our studios now, we can see that it's getting pretty close. Mm-hmm. They did promise me, though, that it should be all completed by the December 14th graduation.
Okay, good. I know the people around campus are thrilled with Lee Street, the way that has turned out, but what an improvement that is, because that was one of the worst streets in town, and it runs right through the campus.
And there'll be left turn lanes back and forth, so you'll be able to turn right onto Monroe and left onto Monroe, and Monroe Street. So, it'll be much nicer.
Well, already is, yeah. And then you were telling me that there's some news concerning the Tipitina's music venue that's coming into the old A.L. Day Elementary School.
And we've talked about that once or twice before, but once again, it is a new building and new opportunities in the Commerce area. Although it is a 501c3 plan, the contractor is interested in building more building around it. But let's refer kind of immediately back to Tipitina's. We're just a few days short. What we found out was that there was miscommunication between Mr. Von Kurtenkowski and his attorneys and the city attorneys, and concerning paying for the title. We had to do this title search because at first we thought the property belonged to the school district. Then they did a search and said, no, the school district didn't have the property, but the city had the property. So we were thankful for that. And then they were getting ready to finally dot the I's and cross the T's, and they discovered that the school district did own the property. So in order to get the title switched to where it has to be, it's going to cost us $3,500 to $3,800. However, Mr. Von Kurtenkowski said he would pay it. He's got a construction crew ready to fly out here and start working. So it's kind of like Larry the Cable Guy. Let's get her done.
Right. And that, again, is an unusual organization, Tipitina's. It is not a commercial enterprise. It is a foundation, and they have these music venues that allow musicians to have a place to rehearse and keep their equipment and perhaps perform in a number of locations around the country. And basically, they are headquartered in New Orleans, as I understand it.
And it's named after a jazz facility there called Tipitina's. That's where he got the idea from, yes. And then he set up these buildings for these bands and musicians to practice and actually learn recording techniques and record and perform.
Amazing. Any idea at all? I know this is it's difficult to predict, but when work might begin on that building?
Once again,
sure.
Roland was, he said, my planes are ready to fly. I've got people ready to work. We've got to just kind of get this last bit of paperwork done. And so what had happened was the last bit of paperwork seemed to be dragging on this week and the next week and the next week. And so last week, I had an opportunity to work with our city manager. We made a few phone calls and finally found out where the paperwork holdup was. And so as we are talking right now, we should be any day.
All right. Well, John Bilotti, Mayor of Commerce, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
John Mark, it has been my pleasure. Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.